Hello.
Oh, hi, Raphael. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tina.
Hi. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
No, we're good. We're good. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
I finally had a little bit of time to check on it, and I'm really sorry that I had mixed all this up, because I swear I was in between both of the other one that I had mentioned to you.
Yeah, the Angie leads.
Uh-huh. And the thing is, with them, I had a situation where they had placed me, obviously, the line of work that I do, I can travel because it's expensive, right?
Yes.
But they had put me for like, lawn maintenance.
Oh,
you know, like,
no.
To cut someone's lawn all the way in Tampa.
I was getting
like all these calls from people that, you know, that wanted my service and stuff. And I would ask them, well, what type of job is it that you have? No, well, we, you know, we just need to pick up a couple of dead leaves and cut her lawn. It's like, oh my God, are you serious?
I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, in between that, I didn't know. I was getting charged for everything.
Yeah.
And then finally I'm like, wait, hold up. And then sometimes, even just for the phone ringing, I was getting charged.
Yeah, so, you know, that company will do that. They don't care if they send you a lawn maintenance in Tampa or if they send you a bogus lead in an incorrect category, because that's how they're making their money. You know, they're selling that lead to you and everyone out there.
So, unfortunately,
I hear that a lot with that company. I hear that they do that not only to you but to everyone, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very frustrating. It's probably just a matter of time before people stop using them altogether because – I mean, who can
I know.
That, you know?
And I talked to them. I'm like, wait. And I told them, I'm like, how could you put me for, I'm like, you guys know I'm located in Miami.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I go and spend, you know, $500 just to make it over to make $50?
Yeah, that makes no sense. Your business would go underground if you did that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I swear. And then, I don't know, and I told them, I'm like, look, whatever, you took my money already from what you could, because what I did was I cut off my card, right?
Yeah.
And they still wanted me to charge, they wanted to charge me for more. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, look, if you can show me that the job that you're telling me or you're sending me over will make me more than the expenses just to make it over, I'll pay you. How about that?
Right.
You know,
that's
and
the
then,
way it
well,
be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how can you, whatever, I had that situation, and I could have sworn in between all the mix-up, I thought you guys were the same, you know, I thought it was the same thing.
Oh, I'm so happy that I cleared that up. Yeah, because it looks like you're getting great results with this program. And our December 6th payment, because it's not going through, it's on the American Express ending in 0808. Is that the one that you had to stop because of Angie leads?
Yeah, that's the one I had to stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'll go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are, Raphael.
Okay, that is 4147.
Okay.
1815.
Got it.
3291.
Okay.
0894.
Okay, and expiration?
Okay, this is 0627.
627, and the code?
It is 466.
466. And then it's still the Southwest 52nd Street for the billing address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now when I talked to you before, I gave you an option. Your program is $249 monthly, but it includes the Facebook ads. And I don't think you want it to go to the $149 package, but if you do, it would include everything but just remove the Facebook ads. So which way are you thinking? You want to keep it the way it is or take the ads off?
Okay, hold on, hold on. Don't hang up on me. I have one.
Of course.
Just give me
I'm
one
here.
Second.
No, take your time, Raphael.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. All right. So let's go back. I'm debating on. I kind of want to take it easy because I wanted to kind of catch up with a couple of other things. So could we go back to the Facebook ads? Let's say maybe in, I don't know, 4 or 5 months from now.
Absolutely. That's why I offered that to you, because it's mm-hmm. the Google listing that's exclusive. That's the one
of
that
course.
Is hard to get back if you take it off. But the Facebook
mm-hmm,
ads,
mm-hmm.
we can put those on in 4 or 5 months if you want to. You can kind of call back and we can always add them.
Okay, cool. Let's do that.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. That'll make it a little bit more affordable for you in the meantime. So
mm-hmm.
Let
yeah.
me remove the Facebook ads, and then I'll get your authorization for the $149. And then, okay, I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go. So thank you for updating that, and I did send you a fresh login to the dashboard last time we talked. So if
mm-hmm.
you have time, go on the dashboard, and that way you can see your results in real time. And then
okay.
I want to also look at helping you get some 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So I'm going
okay.
to send you an email that will be titled Learn How to Get More Reviews. And that will
mm-hmm.
help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google, okay? That obviously won't.
And let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You had said that when someone calls, I get like another type of what is it, like a phone number or like a, I don't remember what you said.
Yes. Yes. So on your campaign, let me just make sure that we have the call tracking number on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. So on your website, on Google and Bing and all the directories, even on Facebook, now that we're not running ads, you still have the Facebook listing. So we have a
mm-hmm.
phone number of 786-882-1011, and when people call it, it forwards over to your number. So all
okay,
of
cool.
the calls that you receive from that number, they're stored on the dashboard. So you can go
all
back,
right.
you can go in and listen to the calls for quality assurance. Or
how would I
say
see them?
So when you log into your dashboard, you're going to see different sections. It'll say total results, 1,370,
uh-huh.
local leads, 84, listing
mm-hmm.
6, Google profile actions, 13. So when you click on each one of these sections, it will show you the results. So you would click on 84 local leads, and that's
uh-huh.
where you can see the calls that have come in through the dashboard.
How would I see them on my phone? Like, let's say when on real time, when someone's calling me to that number, how would it appear on the caller ID on the phone?
Let me see, because some people say it shows up as local listings. Other people say it shows up as the actual tracking number. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to call it from the other phone that we have here. And when
uh-huh.
it picks up, just let me know what it sees, what it says, and then you might be able to
okay.
save it as such. Okay.
Okay.
So you'll see the call coming through right now.
It actually says local leads. So I'm looking at
local
it right
leads.
Now.
Okay. Yep. So I'll hang up. So when someone calls through that number and you see the local leads, then that's the number
uh-huh.
that's coming through this campaign. And then if you want to see their phone number, because, for instance, it shows that there was a 3-second call and a 1-second call. So that could be someone that got your voicemail and just hung up. They didn't leave a message. So you could go back to the dashboard and you can see the number that they called from. And then you can follow up with them.
Okay, got it.
Yep. So there is an app that goes with the tracking number. It's in the beta phase, but I think you might benefit from downloading it on your phone, and that way you can see the calls in real time without going to the dashboard. So I don't do any of that technical stuff as far as setting you up on the app. So what I'll do is I'll send out a notification to customer service to call you,
mm-hmm.
and they will get back to you, and they'll help you get on the app for the call tracking number, okay?
All right, got it.
Yeah, and when I send this out to them, they say, you know, tell them we'll call within one business day. So the good news is we're in California. It's only 10:36 in the morning here, so I'm pretty sure they'll call you today. But if not, no later than Monday, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, awesome. So in the meantime, have a really nice weekend coming up, and a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season, too.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Raphael. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.